of the Ethics Committee on this.
Alex Kapstick. Relations between the US and Cuba may have thawed in recent years, but one of the unintended consequences has been an increase in the number of Cubans trying to reach the US. It's led to a standoff at the border between Costa Rica and Nicaragua, where a group of Cuban would-be migrants are stuck en route to the US. And Cuba says it's all America's fault. Emilio San Pedro from BBC Monitoring told me more.
There's about 2,000 of them that have been trying to get through to Nicaragua. They're now back in Costa Rica. It's a route that's been used for quite a while. Cubans trying to make it by land into the U.S. We know a lot about the Cubans that go on the makeshift rafts. Once they reach the U.S., they are able to seek asylum right there. And once they touch U.S. soil, they can't be sent back.
And they are worried that with improving relations between the US and Cuba, this arrangement will come to an end. What does the Cuban foreign ministry mean when it says the citizens are victims of the US government's politicization of these issues?
Well, this is what Cuba has always been maintaining for decades. And even though we have seen a thaw, where we haven't seen a thaw is on this issue, because this is actually a law. This is codified in law, the Cuban Adjustment Act of 1967, which gives Cubans an immigration status that no one else, no other foreigner, enjoys in the United States, a status that paves them a fast track to citizenship the minute they set foot in the U.S. Cuba has been arguing we need this law taken out. What they don't realize is that perhaps in the U.S. it's not so simple. It's not up to President Obama to get rid of the law. It's actually got to go through Congress. And there's a lot of opposition in Congress where there's a lot of support for Cuban exiles there. And therefore, this may take a very long while to go through.
Why is Nicaragua stopping people?
Well, Nicaragua is a very close ally of Cuba. It's got a left-wing government. It seems that these Cubans were getting through there before. Their smugglers may have been paying people off, and they may have been working their way through Nicaragua without people ever noticing. These people got stranded because of this problem with their smuggler, and therefore they've actually they've been more visible to the Nicaraguan authorities, perhaps, than the others before them.
And what do you think will happen to these people in the end?
Well, they are in Costa Rica now. The question is, will Costa Rica consider granting them some kind of temporary refugee status? These things are very contentious, as we know, because it sends a signal back to Cuba that Costa Rica deems Cuba a bad place or human rights violating country, etc. So there are concerns there that would be weighed by the Costa Rican authorities. But for the moment, they've got those people there. They have to figure out what to do. The other option is for them to be repatriated. But that also sends another signal that could be very worrying.
Emilio San Pedro. Now, some of the day's other news from